Brenham High School basketball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast of the Brenham Cubs against the Lake Creek Tigers is brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll go to the courts with your host, Doug Brown, with tonight's pregame show after these sports friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And good evening, everybody. Happy Friday. We are coming to you from the Brenham High School Gymnasium. Doug Brown with you here on KWHI. As tonight, it's the Brenham Cub basketball team taking on the Lake Creek Lions in this district 21-5A matchup. Lake Creek coming in here. They are tied currently for first place in the district with A&M Consolidated. Both teams are 7-1. Lake Creek 21-7 overall. Meanwhile, the Brenham Cubs, although they're 20-7 overall, are only 3-5 in district, and currently Cubs have dropped their last four district games in a row, and they are looking for just a way to bounce back and break this losing streak here, and hopefully being in front of the hometown crowd tonight will give them a little extra motivation to, as the late great Milo Hamilton would say, get off the schneid. But nevertheless, looking at the standings, of course, we said Lake Creek A&M Consolidated. They're currently tied for first at 7-1. Currently in the number three spot is College Station at 5-3 in district. Rudder is in the fourth spot at 4-4. Brenham and Montgomery are currently tied. They're both for fifth place. They're both 3-5. In seventh is Magnolia at 2-6. And Magnolia West is 1-7 in district competition. And looking around the district tonight, you got Rudder against Magnolia and Montgomery against Magnolia West. So the Cubs really could use a win tonight to kind of keep pace with the team that's in front of them and the team that's tied with them. And then College Station and A&M Consolidated, that ought to be a pretty good one over there. Yeah, it's one of those where they don't have a lot of travel to go to face one another. Tonight, it's first task at hand for the Cubs. They got to take care of business with Lake Creek. And Lake Creek, they have looked really good here lately. And we'll see what happens here tonight. And we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the other games going on around the area. But first, let's send him back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth & Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
All right, back we go. The countdown is on. And we just got the starting lineups here for tonight's game and for Lake Creek. They are going to be sending out Jet Sutton, a 6-foot junior. Aiden Lewis, a 6'4 senior. Thomas Bell, a 6-foot senior. Palmer Smith, a 6-foot senior. And Ramsey Gasagvasado, a 6'3 sophomore. And now for the Brenham Cubs, their starting lineup. And it's the usual starting five. Elijah Ferguson, who's a junior. Isaac Powell, who's also a junior. Diego Estrada, who's one of the seniors, as is Jamari Kelly. And then Jacoby Mathis, who is a junior. And the head coach of the Brenham Cubs is Colby Andrews. And now let's take a look at some of the other games that are going on involving teams from around the area. In the Class 20, or District 26-2A, you got the Burton Panthers at home. They're getting ready to take on the Snook Blue Jays. That one gets underway at 7:30 tonight. And Somerville Yewas on the road at Mumford. Iola taking on Normandy. And then you got Pflugerville Weiss at Bryan, Klein at Waller, Smithville at Giddings. You got Belleville at Sealy, always the great rivalry there. Hempstead at Van Vleck, Navasota at El Campo, New Waverly at Anderson Shiro, Buckholz at Richards, Calvert at Fayetteville, Round Top Carmine at North Zulch, LaGrange and Caldwell, another good rivalry there. McDade at Dime Box, Troy at Lexington, and Columbus at Vanderbilt Industrial. And that is a look at the local sports teams. And, of course, tomorrow, big day in college basketball as they've got a whole slate of games on the men's side Saturday. Starts off at 11 o'clock in the morning. You got Kansas State at number 4, Houston. Number 20, Texas Tech at number 11, Oklahoma. That's at, or the Kansas State Houston game, by the way, at 11 o'clock in the morning. Texas Tech at Oklahoma at 1. Also at 1 o'clock, you got the Texas Longhorns at number 21, BYU. And Nichols at Texas A&M Commerce. At 2 o'clock, it's Grand Canyon University at UT Arlington and California Baptist at Stephen F. Austin. At 3 o'clock, it's TCU at number 15, Baylor. UT San Antonio at South Florida. Texas A&M Corpus Christi at Northwestern State. And Southern Utah at Abilene Christian. 4 o'clock, it's Utah Tech at Tarleton State. 4:30, UTEP at Sam Houston. 5 o'clock, you got Alabama at A&M at Texas Southern. And Houston Christian at Incarnate Word. 5:30, it's Alabama State and Prairie View. 6 o'clock, it's Southeast Louisiana at Lamar. 7 o'clock, Tulsa at Rice. And then rounding out the night, you got Ole Miss at Texas A&M. And that's a 7:30 start time at Reed Arena. 7 o'clock Aggie pregame right here on KWHI. Well, we're just about ready for the opening introductions as well as the national anthem, and we'll have that for you momentarily. But first, let's send you back to the studios one more time and hear another 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Bosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Introductory disclaimer. For those of you who don't know, the disclaimer has been in place due to the brawl between Brenham and Brian Rutter that occurred back on December 15th that actually sent one of the Cub players to the hospital. And so Brenham ISD taking extra steps, basically advising the fans in attendance here a zero tolerance policy on disruptive or verbally or physically abusive behavior will not be tolerated. And they've got extra administrators and officers on duty here this evening. And now they're introducing the players. Let's see if we can pick that up. The microphone, I don't think he's got his mic all the way up tonight, does the PA guy.
And now,
That's your Brenham Cubs starting lineup here for this evening as we're about ready for the opening tip-off. They play 4 8-minute quarters and a halftime in between. And so we are set and ready to go. And let's see. I know it's going to be Jacoby Mathis jumping center for the Cubs. And looks like it is going to be Ramsey Gasagbasato jumping for the Lions. And tip-off is won by Lake Creek. Bringing the ball up the court, Jet Sutton. He'll get it over to Sato. Sato driving the lane, puts up the jumper, up and in for two. And just like that, the Lions are on the board. Isaac Powell bringing the ball up for the Cubs. They're working around to Diego Estrada. Estrada over to Kelly, and now back to Ferguson. Over to Powell. Powell to Ferguson. Ferguson just inside the three-point line, puts up a shot, misses. And Kelly gets the rebound, and Jamari Kelly up and in for two. Nice play there by Kelly. And back the other way, putting up the shot and missing is Aiden Lewis for the Lions. Cubs with the basketball, want to work it up tempo. Isaac Powell drives, puts the shot up, misses, and a rebound by Sato. And they'll give it to Sutton. Sutton drives, puts up the shot and misses, and it's tipped and falls in the hands of Isaac Powell, and the Cubs will have possession again. Powell drives, passes the ball off to Kelly. Kelly being double-teamed underneath the basket and puts up the shot and misses and rebound by the Lake Creek Lions. Back out, three-pointer attempt by Aiden Lewis, misses. And we got a loose ball on the court and falls into the hands of the Lions. Three-pointer by Bell misses. Cubs back the other way, fast break, and they throw the ball out of bounds. And it'll be Lions basketball. And Bell inbounds the basketball over to Sutton. It's 2-2 with 6:10 left to play here in the first quarter. Referee better watch that line. Sutton awfully close to the line there. And Mathis steals the ball away. Now back the other way. And Jacoby has the ball stripped from him. And Sutton's got a wide open look at the basket. And he lays it up and in for two. First basket for Sutton. The way that rolled around on the rim there, thought maybe it might roll out, but took a Lake Creek roll and went in. Now Cubs with the basketball. Mathis top of the key. And he'll pass the ball out. Estrada for three. Misses. And a rebound by Sutton. Sutton with the basketball. As you're looking at your radio dial, Cubs are going left to right. Lake Creek is going right to left. And next shot up and missing is Thomas Bell. And Cubs come away with a rebound. Trailing 4-2 with 5:10 left to play in the first quarter. Estrada will give it up to Kelly. And they go out to Powell. Now over to Mathis. Back out to Powell. Powell resetting the offense. And they go to Ferguson. Ferguson going to drive the lane. Puts up the shot. Up and in for two. And we're tied at four. Nice shot there by Elijah Ferguson. Lake Creek will inbound the ball to Sato. Sato being double-teamed by Kelly Ferguson. And ball almost stolen away. Foul went for the steal on Bell, but ended up knocking it out of bounds into the Lake Creek bench. And so inbounds pass, and Lake Creek working the ball up the court. It is Smith with the basketball, now gives it over to Lewis. Lewis drives, puts up the shot, misses, and a rebound by Diego Estrada. Powell up the court, runs it down, and lays it up and in for two. And Isaac Powell with his first points of the night. And that gives the Cubs a 6-4 lead with 4 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. And cross court, they left. Cubs left Palmer Smith wide open. And Smith puts it up and in. Easy layup for two, and it's 6-6. Now back the other way, Jacoby Mathis over to Diego Estrada. Estrada over to Ferguson. Ferguson fires up a three, misses. And a rebound by Jet Sutton. And Sutton over to Bell. Bell to Lewis. They'll go up to Sato. Sato firing up a three. He misses. And a rebound by Ferguson. Ferguson gets it over to Powell. And now Powell's going to work the ball up the court. He gives it to Mathis and over to Estrada. Back to Ferguson. And over to Powell and back to Ferguson. Ferguson thought about a three. Now he's going to pull up. Gives it to Estrada. Wide open and Diego with a three. And the Cubs now with a 9-6 lead here with 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Lake Creek bringing the ball up the court. It's Bell over to Sutton. And Sutton going to slow things down now. And he will put up the jumper, misses, and a rebound by Powell. Powell up ahead to Mathis. Mathis gives it to Kelly. Kelly puts up the shot, misses, gets his own rebound, puts it up, misses again. And loose ball on the court. And Sutton finally comes up with it. And he's going to fire up a three, misses. Rebound by Bell, and we're going to get a foul call. Our first one of the night. And foul is going to be called on Diego Estrada. That's his first. Stops the clock with 2:23 left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs leading 9-6. And Jet Sentinel inbounds the basketball for Lake Creek. And he will get it into Caden Puckett, who's checked into the game, along with Holden Caltabiano. Lewis, top of the key, drives. And he's going to put up the shot, and it's going to be another foul called. And I think they're going to get Mathis for this one. And it is. That'll be foul number one on Jacoby Mathis. And that's going to send Aiden Lewis to the free throw line. And he hits the first one. And he hits them both, and that'll cut it to a 9-8 lead for the Cubs. With 2:10 left to play, and Cubs have to spend a timeout. Couldn't find good defense there by Lake Creek. Couldn't find an open man. And 30-second timeout taken by the Cubs, so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And back we go here. And it's Ferguson with the inbounds pass to Mathis. We got 2:05 left to play here in the first quarter. Brenham Cubs leading the Lake Creek Lions 9-8. And it's Powell with the basketball over to Ferguson. Ferguson gives it up to Guidry, who's now in the game. Chris Guidry, who's stepped in. And passes back out to Powell. Powell drives, and looks like we're going to get a foul call on Lake Creek this time. And let's see who is the culprit there, and that is going to be on Jet Sutton is first. And inbounds pass. Ferguson fires up a three, misses. And Lake Creek now with the basketball as Cody Puckett brings it up. They got two twin brothers on here, Cody and Caden Puckett. Pass out to Sutton. Sutton fires up a three, and he hit it. Nothing but net there. And Lake Creek has retaken the lead, 11-9, with 1 minute 15 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Powell with the basketball. He will give it over to Ferguson. And out to Jaden Hebert that's in the game now. So Hebert and Guidry in. And Kelly and Estrada out. And they will go over to Ebert, back out to Ferguson, back to Ebert. They try to go inside to Mathis. Ball stolen away by Caden Puckett. And now Lake Creek with the basketball. You got 40 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. And it's Cody Puckett driving, and he will lay it up and in for two. And that increases the Lake Creek lead to 13-9 as Cubs back the other way. Guidry misses the shot, and rebound by Ebert. He misses the shot. And Lake Creek's going to get a chance to increase their lead. And Puckett fires up a three, and he buries it. Caden Puckett for three. And it's now 16-9. Back the other way. And laying it up and in for two is Jaden Ebert. And makes it 16-11. And their coach, now Lake Creek's coach, calls a timeout. It's like, why take a timeout when there's only 5 seconds left to go in the quarter? Yeah, it's just a 30. Since we just came out of the timeout, we'll just keep it right here. But right now, the Lake Creek Lions leading the Brenham Cubs 16-11. Lake Creek was on a had an 8-0 run there. It was a 10-0 run there before the Cubs broke it with that last basket. And it just goes to show you in basketball how quickly the pace of the game can change in the blink of an eye. And now Cubs were looking at a lead towards the end of the quarter. Now they're right now playing with a five-point deficit. And Sutton drives. He's going to pass the ball off to Puckett. And they didn't get the shot off. And so that will be the end of the first quarter with our score, the Lake Creek Lions 16 and the Brenham Cubs 11. Back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
And back we go here to the Brenham High School Gymnasium. And, this is a surprise. We've got Coach Scott Schumacher here from the Blinn Buccaneers taking in the game tonight. I wonder if he's here to scout somebody. As we start the second quarter, Lake Creek leading 16-11. And Isaac Powell with the basketball. Over to Estrada. And around to Ferguson. Ferguson to Estrada. Estrada fires up a three, misses. And a rebound by Lake Creek. And going up ahead to Puckett. And back to Sutton. Sutton puts up a three and he buried it. And that's 8 points here for Jet Sutton. And it's a 19-11 lead for Lake Creek. Isaac Powell drives the lane and Powell puts it up and in for two. And that makes it 19-13. And full court pressure, and they are going to get Jamari Kelly for bumping. That was Holden Caltabiano. Second team foul on the Cubs. First of this quarter. As Jet Sutton brings the ball up the court. Sutton got to fire up a three. And another one. Just nothing but net. That's 11 points for Jet Sutton. And it's now 22-13. Lake Creek with a 9-point lead on the Cubs. Jacoby Mathis with the basketball. He will give it over to Powell. Powell back out. Estrada fires up a three. He's just short. Kelly with a rebound. A loose ball on the court. Powell saves it before it can go out of bounds. And now he'll go in the corner. And Elijah Ferguson. Ferguson going to put up a three. He misses. Loose ball. And Ferguson going to get another chance. And he hits it that time. And that cuts the lead to 6, 22-16. And Sutton from downtown misses. And Elijah Ferguson coming up with a rebound. Now let's see if we can cut it down to 4. Or 3, Mathis fires up a 3, misses. And a rebound by Cody Puckett. Puckett drives the lane, passes out to Caden Puckett. And nearly lost the basketball. And Sutton pushed off of Powell. No call by the official. And driving the lanes, Caltabiano. He puts it up, misses. Lewis puts it up and misses. Now the Cubs with the basketball. Powell back the other way. Puts it up and misses, but draws the foul. And that should send Isaac Powell to the free throw line. And foul is going to be called on Caden Puckett. That'll be his first. And it's a Powell at the line. He'll be shooting two. That'll give Powell 5 in the game. And he hits them both, and Powell now with 6 points. And that'll make it a 22-18 game. Lead is down to 4. Inside, Sutton puts it up and in for 2. And they've got to get somebody to guard Sutton because he's going off here. He's already got 13 points, and we still got 5 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. It is 24-18, Lake Creek on top of Brenham here in this District 21 5A matchup. Ball stolen away by Aiden Lewis. Lewis drives, puts up the shot, misses, but he's going to draw a foul. And that'll be on Diego Estrada, his second. And that'll send Lewis to the line. I got some of the other Blend guys here taking in the game as well. Guess well, they have tomorrow night. They got late game against Victoria, so I guess checking out the high school game tonight. And he hits them both. That gives Lewis 4 points now. So we're down to 5 minutes left to go in the first half. And it's Lake Creek with a 26-18 lead and a steal by Gabe Chapa. And is going to get wrestled down by Powell. And for Isaac, that's his first. And that will, or actually that was Cody Puckett, rather. And so Puckett now will be at the line. And he hits the first one. That'll make it a 27-18 game, and he'll get one more shot. And he hits them both. And Puckett now with 4 points. And it's 28-18, Lake Creek in the lead. And Mathis up ahead to Hebert. And Hebert being double-teamed, trying to work his way out. He gives it to Ferguson. Ferguson for 3, misses, and it's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Lake Creek basketball. Clock stop with 4:40 left to go until halftime. Lions inbound the ball. Lewis bringing it up the court. Lewis drives. And he's going to get called for traveling. And so that'll be a turnover. Basketball belonged to the Cubs. Ebert looking for an open teammate. He'll give it to Powell. Powell being guarded by Cody Puckett. Gets across midcourt. And Puckett almost had the steal. Mathis came up with it. And now Ebert over to Ferguson. Ferguson drives, puts up the shot, misses. And who's going to come down with a rebound? It's Sutton. Sutton tried to pass the ball off, ended up being kicked out of bounds by Mathis. And inbounds pass goes over to Lewis. Lake Creek with control of the basketball over to Caden Puckett. And now to Sutton. Sutton going to fire up a three, misses. And rebound coming down. It's Powell, loses the ball. Sutton up to Lewis. Lewis goes around Ferguson, up and in for two. And Lake Creek adds to their lead to make it 30-18 with 3:40 left to go in the second quarter. Ferguson to Mathis. Mathis will give it up to Ebert. Back out Ferguson for three. A rim rattler won't go. And loose ball. The Cubs get it back. Ferguson over to Powell. Powell up and in for two. And Powell now with 8 points. And it's a 30-20 game as Puckett gets it up the court. Over to Lewis, over to Sutton. Sutton going to fire up a three, misses. Rebound by Powell. He's got Mathis one-on-one with Puckett. And Mathis is going to get called for a charge. Those will get you every time. Yeah, that's second foul call on Mathis. He just lowered his shoulder and bowled him over. You hate to say about your own team, but yeah, I mean that it doesn't get more blatant than that. Now he's going to get called for another foul. That's going to be three on Jacoby, and he'll have to sit down. As Chris Guidry will come back in with a final 2:58. Yeah, that's going to send Aiden Lewis to the line. Lewis hits the first one. And he hits them both. And that'll make it 32-20. Lake Creek with a 12-point lead. Powell with the basketball, bringing up the court for the Cubs. Give it over to Guidry, now over to Hebert. Hebert back out to Powell. Powell going to fire up a three, and he nailed it. And Powell now with 11 points, as it's now a 9-point game, 32-23. And Cubs with a steal. Ferguson up and in for two. That'll give Ferguson 7 in the game. And that cuts into a 7-point game. Full court press by the Cubs. Sutton ends up with a basketball. He'll get it across half court to Puckett. Puckett going to fire up a three, and he hit it. Cody Puckett with 7 points off the bench now here in the first half. And it's 35-25. Lake Creek with a 10-point lead again. Cubs working it down in. Ebert over to Powell. 2 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Inside, and Jamari Kelly up and in for two. Second basket there for Kelly. And that makes it 35-27. And steal by Guidry. We got a tussle on the court, and they're going to call a jump ball. And so it'll belong to Lake Creek. Got a minute 43 left to play. Inbounds pass to Lewis. Lewis being guarded by Ebert. Gets it across the line, working up the court. Puts up the shot, and Let's see, are they going to get him for a, are they going to do an offensive foul like they did on Jacoby? Still no signal. Yeah, they are. They did call a charge on Lewis. And so, Cubs with the basketball here with a minute 30. Powell tried to pass the ball off to Kelly. And Kelly couldn't hang on and went out of bounds. Estrada getting set to check back in. It is Lake Creek 35, Brenham 27. We got a minute 29 left to go in the second quarter. And inbounds pass to Lewis. Lewis full court press by the Cubs. They're going to call a foul. I didn't see a foul there. I thought he just stepped on the line. Oh, that was just good defense by Estrada. And that's going to be three fouls on Diego now. And that's going to send Lewis to the... That's going to send Lewis to the score, to the free throw line. Referee's consulting with the official scorer. And Lewis hits the first one. And now Braylon Ragsdale will check in and Estrada will check out. So you got two starters for the Cubs having to sit down the rest of the half with due to foul trouble. And Lewis now with 10 points, the last six of those coming on free throws. As we're down to a minute 10. And Chris Guidry with the pass off. It was going for Kelly. And went out of bounds. Now we're going to get another substitution. Kelly going to come out. And it's going to be Ethan Marshall checking in for the first time. Inbounds pass. And up ahead to Bell. Bell has the ball stolen away by Guidry. Guidry back the other way. Over to Ferguson. Ferguson drives, and we're going to get a whistle. And foul is going to be called on Palmer Smith. That'll be his first. Non-shooting foul there, so the Cubs will just inbounds it. And it's Ebert with the basketball over to Ragsdale. Ragsdale going to put it up, and he nailed it. And that'll make it an eight-point game, 37-29. You got 30 seconds left. Cubs going for the steal. Sutton with the basketball, gets it up the court. And he passes the ball off and up and in for two is Smith. And we're back to a 10-point game, 39-29 with 15 seconds left. Cubs can play for the last shot. Ferguson misses and the ball up ahead. Now Lewis with the steal. He's got a one man to beat, puts it up, and going to get a foul call on Ebert. And for Jaden, that's his first. As the clock stops with 6 seconds. And Lewis again will go to the free throw line. And so far he hasn't missed from the charity stripe. Yeah, well, I think I just jinxed him because he finally missed one. Can I put the whammy on the second one? And no, he hits that one. And so Lewis now with 11 points as it's a 40-29 game. And Cubs almost lose the basketball and they don't get the shot off. And so we will go into the locker room at halftime. It is Lake Creek leading the Brenham Cubs 40-29. And back with a halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from the Brenham Sports Friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixings. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And back we go here to the Brenham High School gym. Doug Brown with you on this Friday evening. And right now, the Brenham Cub basketball team trailing Lake Creek 40-29 in this District 21 5A matchup. And for Lake Creek, their leading scorer right now is Jet Sutton. He's got 13 points. Aiden Lewis with 11 points. And then they've got Cody Puckett off the bench with 7 points. Palmer Smith with 4. Caden Puckett with 3. And Ramsey Gasagbasado with 2. And how about this for Lake Creek? Only 4 fouls calling the entire first half. Sutton with 1, Lewis with 1, Smith with 1, and Caden Puckett with 1. Meanwhile, the Cubs have got two players with 3 fouls each, Diego Estrada and Jacoby Mathis. So, let's see, that is, so Cubs, 9 fouls on the Cubs to just 4 fouls against Lake Creek. And Lake Creek has just been, as we said, solid from the free throw line. And for the Cubs, leading scorer right now is Isaac Powell. He's got 11 points. Elijah Ferguson with 7. And then you got Jamari Kelly with 4. Diego Estrada with 3. Braylon Ragston and Jaden Niebert with 2. Conspicuous by his absence from the scoreboard, Jacoby Mathis, who all season long has really been one of the top scorers on this Cub team, shut out the entire first half. And we go back and break down the scoring. Lake Creek actually rallied and went on a 10-0 run at the end of the first quarter and took a 16-11 lead after one. And then they also outscored the Cubs 24-18 in that second quarter. So both teams, second quarter, started to shoot a little bit better, but Lake Creek off some solid three-point shooting from Jet Sutton, really taking command of this ball game. And that's where we stand right now, 40-29 here at the half. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we've got more from halftime. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And back we go here to the Brenham High School gym. Doug Brown with you here on this Friday night as the Lake Creek Lions leading the Brenham Cubs 40-29. And the Cubs needing to get a win here. They're trying to get back off the schneid. They've lost their last four games in a row, and right now it looks, unless they find a way to pull a rabbit out of the hat, they're going to be looking at loss number five, and slowly but surely they're falling out of the playoff picture, and they got to find a way to turn that around. And especially after this is game nine of district, so you got five games left. And Rutter wins tonight, and Rutter's got the fourth playoff spot. Rutter wins and Brenham loses. Rutter will be two games up with five left. And when you start getting into numbers like that, it's getting harder and harder to overcome. So the Cubs need to see if they can do some damage here in the second half and try to get back into this one against the Lake Creek Lions. Lake Creek right now, they're just trying to hold on. They're currently, as we said at the top of the broadcast, they're currently tied with A&M Consolidated for first place in the district. And so they've just got to keep pace. But Cubs have actually played aggressively. It's just Lake Creek has gotten, basically they both probably had about the same amount of shots, just Lake Creek has gotten more to fall than the Cubs. And the Cubs, and the foul trouble really hasn't helped either on the Cubs' part as well. They got twice as many fouls at Lake Creek. And some of that, I know some people tend to blame the officiating, actually. So far, I haven't seen any really bad calls yet. Most of them have been pretty obvious. So we'll see if they can cut down on that in the second half. And one of the things they need to do, they've got to get Jacoby Mathis in. They got to get him more involved in the offense. And so we'll see how it all goes as we get set for the second half. Let's take one more break and be back with the third quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Sidell Schrader, Striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
Back we go, and on the first possession of the second half, Jamari Kelly puts it up and in for two, and the Cubs are on the board. Three-pointer attempt by the Lions. They miss, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Cub basketball. And as we come back to play here, it's going to be, for the second half, the Cubs going right to left, and Lake Creek going left to right. And over to Ebert. He puts it up and in for two. And he's going to get the foul on top of that. Foul is called on Jet Sutton. That'll be his second. And Ebert will go to the line with a chance to cut this to a six-point lead right off the bat. And he hit it. And Ebert with 5 points now. And it's 40-34, just like that. Within the first minute of the second half here, Lewis passes the ball off. And they're going to call Lake Creek for traveling. And so it'll be turnover and a Cub basketball. And inbounds pass by Ebert. And Powell with the basketball over to Mathis. Mathis drives, passes the ball out. And Ferguson fires up a three. He nailed it. That gives Elijah 10 points now. And it's down to a three-point game, 40-37. Cubs battling back here. They're on an 8-0 run here to start the third quarter. And Lewis puts up a shot, and it's going to be a foul on Brenham. And that's going to be on Jamari Kelly. That'll be his second. And so that'll send Aiden Lewis to the free throw line. And Lewis hits the free throw. The majority of his points tonight have come from the free throw line. Guidry will come in and Mathis will check out. And Lewis ready for another free throw. And he hits them both. And Lewis now with 13. As it's now 42-37, Lake Creek. Ferguson drives, stops, puts up the three, almost had it. And Sutton comes down with a rebound, up ahead to Lewis. Back to Sutton. Sutton going to fire up a three, misses. Lewis comes down with it, passes back out to Bell. Bell over to Sutton. And Sutton drives, lays it, misses. Bell with a rebound, and it's Thomas Bell up and in for two. For Bell, that'll be his first basket. It's back to a seven-point lead. And Ferguson the other way puts it up and in for two. And Elijah now with 12 points. Sutton with the back the other way for Lake Creek. Stolen away by the Cubs. Up ahead to Ebert. Ebert puts it up and in for two. Ebert now 7 points, and we're down to a three-point lead. And Lake Creek wants a timeout. And there goes, he wants a full timeout. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And back we go. The Brenham Cubs have gone on a 12-4 run here to start the third quarter, and they've cut it down to a 44-41 lead as Jet Sutton brings it up for Lake Creek. Pass it out. Puckett going for three. Misses. Sutton with a rebound. Tried to save it from going out of bounds. He does get in the hands of Sato. Sato back over to Puckett. And we're going to get a whistle here. And I don't think that was a little ticky-tack foul. That's called on Chris Guidry. That'll be his first. Cubs were going for the steal. I think the ref might have bailed him out there. And an inbounds pass by Sutton. And they work it over to, let's see, that is Smith to Sato. Sato drives, puts up the shot. Oh, that was all ball. And the referee's going to call the Cubs for a hack. That was all ball there. There was no foul there. Bad call. And that's going to be on Ferguson. That's his first. And so that'll send Ramsey Gasagbasato to the line. And hits the free throw. And that will give Sato 3 points. And misses the second one. And now Cubs with the basketball. Powell bringing it up the court. He's going to drive the lane, lays it up and in for two. Isaac Powell now with 13. And the Cubs have cut it to a 2-point game. And that one back the other way. And it's Smith for two. And makes it 47-43. Powell over to Ferguson. Ferguson going to stop and set the offense here for the Cubs. And that shot is missed by Kelly. And coming down with it's Ebert. And Ebert with a pass out. And they're going to Ferguson. Ferguson over to Guidry. Guidry for three, and he hit it. Chris Guidry with a three-pointer, and it's a one-point game. 47-46. And they go inside. A nice block shot there by Guidry. Out of bounds. Clock is stopped with 3:49 left to go in the third quarter. Cubs have come back a big way here. And Puckett with the inbounds pass. And ball stolen away by Guidry. And Guidry, and ball is knocked down. And Caltabiano went for the steal and just lost it out of bounds. There wasn't a foul. There was nobody touching him, so no foul called. And so it'll be Cub basketball. They got a chance to take the lead on this possession. And inbounds pass. Powell with the basketball. And passes the ball off to Ebert. Ebert lost it out of bounds. And it'll be Lake Creek ball. Had a shot there, just got a little case of the Butterfingers. And inbounds pass to Puckett. Puckett up ahead. The ball tipped by Powell and in, ends up in the hands of Sutton over to Bell, who lays it up and in for two. Or actually, that was Smith. Smith putting that one in for two. And it's back to a three-point game with 49-46. Lake Creek with the lead. And we're going to get a foul called. That is going to be on Palmer Smith. That'll be his second. And so the Cubs will have it underneath their own basket. Ebert with the inbounds pass to Powell. Powell with the basketball. Passes the ball off to Mathis. Mathis drives. Passes out to Ferguson. Ferguson for three, and we're tied! Elijah Ferguson with a big three-pointer. And it is all tied up, 49 apiece. And we're gonna get a foul on the other way by Ebert. And that'll be the second foul on Jaden. And it bounced past to Puckett over to Middendorf, who's checked in for the first time tonight. And Lewis drives, loses the basketball, and the Cubs, as Ferguson brings it up the court, and Ferguson up and in for two, and the Cubs have taken the lead. Ferguson has got 17 points now, and up and in, and that was Ferguson again. And it's now 53-49 Cubs. And now what did it? And we get a foul call on the Cubs. That's going to be on Chris Guidry, his second. And the Cubs have taken the lead 53-49 here in the third quarter. They've already scored 24 points here in the third. And they still got 2 minutes and 40 seconds left to go. And that's going to send Lewis to the line. And Lewis hits the first one. That'll give him 14 points. And he hits another one. So he's got 15 now. And just about all, he's got two baskets and the rest of those points are all on free throws. As we're down to 230, Cubs lead at 53-51. Guidry over to Ferguson. Ferguson for three, nailed it! Elijah Ferguson now with 22. And Lake Creek brings it back up the court, misses the shot. Caldemiano puts it up, misses. Rebound by Mathis as the ball stripped away by Puckett. And Cody Puckett puts it up and in for two. Back the other way, and Ebert puts it up and in for two. And it's 58-53, and we're going to get a timeout on the court. And the place is rocking now. As the Cubs lead at 58-53 with a minute 54, waiting to see if this is going to be a 30 or a 60 on the timeout. And they are going to call a full timeout, so we'll take it with them. And be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And back we go here. And it's the Brenham Cubs leading the Lake Creek Lions 58-53. A minute 50 left to go in the third quarter. Jet Sutton bringing the ball up the court. He's being guarded by Powell. Passes the ball back out to Lewis. Lewis drives, puts the shot up and in for two. And it's 58-55 with a minute 35 to go. And Powell over to Mathis. Jacoby driving. Turnaround jumper misses the shot. And it is going to be Lewis with the basketball. As we're down to a minute 10, three-point attempt by Lake Creek misses and knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say it's on the Lions. So Cub basketball with 1:09 left to play here in the third quarter. And Powell drives, puts up the jumper, and he hit it. And Isaac Powell now with 15 in the game. And it's 60-55 Cubs with 45 seconds left to go in the third. What has been an unbelievable third quarter here by the Brenham offense. Sutton drives, puts up the shot, he misses. Rebound by Guidry. Come on, how many times he's got to get hit before you call a foul there? And he gets it away to Powell. Powell drives the lane, gives it up to Hebert. Hebert puts it up and in for two. And Jaden Hebert now with 11 points. Back the other way. Lewis puts up the shot and the foul called. And foul's going to be called on Ebert. That'll be his third. And Lewis hits the free throw again. He's got 18 points. 14 of those are on free throws. And Ebert's going to have a seat as Braylon Ragston comes into the game. And Ebert makes them both. And so with 17 seconds left, it's Cubs leading 62-57. Brenham can play for the last shot here of the third quarter. Mathis with the basketball. Takes something out of his jock, and then he's going to get, and we're going to get a foul call. That's going to be on Sutton, and that'll be his third. And they've only got three fouls, so it's not a shooting foul yet. 5.8 seconds left for the Cubs to get one final shot off. And about Ferguson. And they got to get off. Guidry fires up a three. Misses the shot, but they're going to call a foul, so he's going to get to go to the line and shoot three. Since he was beyond the arc, foul was called on Holden Caldebiano. And so Guidry will have three free throws here. And he misses the first one. Right now, take anything to help keep increasing this Cub lead. And he clanks the second one as well. And he misses all three. Mathis with the rebound, puts up the shot, misses. And that'll be the end of the third quarter. Our score, the Brenham Cubs 62 and the Lake Creek Lions 57. And we'll come back for the fourth quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West. Offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stegan Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
All right, here we go with the fourth and final quarter. Cubs leading Lake Creek 62-57. After the Cubs were down 40-29 at halftime, they came back in that third quarter and outscored Lake Creek 33-17. And so now here we go, Lake Creek with the basketball. Lewis up to Puckett, now back to Lewis. And Lewis drives, and we're going to get him called for traveling. And so Cub basketball. Inbound pass to Ferguson. Ferguson being guarded by Sutton. Gets the ball past half court and over to Mathis. Mathis puts up the jumper and he hit it. And surprisingly for Jacoby, that's his first basket of the night. But it's a big one. It gives the Cubs a 7-point lead. And Sutton going to Puckett, and they lost the ball out of bounds. And it'll belong to the Cubs. And Raxton inbounds pass to Powell. Powell brings the ball up the court. Drives the lane, puts it up and in for two. Isaac Powell now with 17. Back the other way, Lewis drives, misses the shot. And going up behind him and putting up the shot was Bell. And we're going to get a foul called. Foul is going to be on Elijah Ferguson. That'll be his second. Stops the clock with 7:05 left to go in the game. And Bell will go to the free throw line. And he misses the first one. And he hits the second one. And so it's a 66-58 game. Cubs with an 8-point lead. And over to Raxton. Raxton to Powell. And Powell going to bring it back to the, try to run some clock down. Remember, no shot clock in high school, so they can take as long as they want. Mathis for three. Rim rattler won't go. Guidry with a rebound. And knocked it away to Powell. And so the Cubs maintain possession and can run some more time off the clock. Powell drives, puts up the shot, and going to draw the foul on Puckett. And that's going to be on Cody Puckett, his first. And that'll send Isaac Powell to the free throw line. Powell already with 17 points tonight, looking to add to that total. And misses the first one. And Lake Creek going to get a substitution now. As Puckett will come out and Smith will come back in. And also Lewis will check out. And let's see, I'm seeing who came in for him. Uh, And Powell get another free throw opportunity. I believe that was Sato checking back in. And Powell misses them both. And the Cougars come down with a rebound. That's one thing, especially when you get down the stretch here, you got to hit your free throws. And Sutton drives, puts up the shot, and it's going to be a foul called. And that's, I believe, going to be on Powell. That'll be his second. And that's going to send Jet Sutton to the line. And he misses the first one. And he hits the second one. That'll give him 14 and cuts it to a 7-point lead. And really the fouls have been, the Cubs would actually have a much wider deficit, much wider margin right now. It weren't for the fouls. The foul calls are really keeping Lake Creek in the game as Mathis drives, puts the shot up and in for two. The Cubs with 17 fouls in the game to 10 fouls now on Lake Creek. And foul's going to be called on Thomas Bell. That'll be his first. And Mathis now with 4 points. Chance to make it a 10-point game if he can hit this free throw. And he missed it. But it's still 68-59. And scramble for the ball. It's going to be out of bounds on the Cubs. And so Lake Creek will get possession. Cubs lead at 68-59 over the Lake Creek Lions. We're down to 5:55 left to play in the game. And Lewis drives, puts up the shot, up and in for two. And Aiden Lewis with 21 points in the game. And back the other way for the Cubs. And Mathis up and in for two. Jacoby Mathis now with six. It's 70-61. Guidry went for the steal, and Montgomery gets it up ahead to Sato. Sato going to stop, gives it to Puckett. And over to Sutton. Sutton going to fire up a three, and he nailed it. That was from beyond, that was from pro level 3-point range. And Sutton now with 17 in the game. It's 70-64, Cubs with the lead. Powell over to Guidry, back out to Ebert, over to, and they're going to go to Ferguson. Ferguson for three! Elijah Ferguson with 25 points in the game. And ball stolen away. Ferguson up ahead to Ebert. Ebert drives. Oh, he missed the dunk! And we're going to get a whistle. Foul was, how is that a foul on Guidry when he didn't touch anybody? Like we said, the referees are keeping them in the game. And back the other way, Sutton with the basketball. Cubs with a 9-point lead with 4:35 left to play. Sutton out to Lewis. Lewis for three, misses. Rebound by Mathis. Mathis up ahead to Ebert. Ebert over to Powell. Powell drives. Going to put up the shot. No, he passes out. Ferguson for three. He hit it again. Elijah Ferguson just deadly from the three-point arc. And back the other way. Lewis puts up the shot. The foul call on Mathis. As it's now a 12-point Cub lead, 76-64. Cubs trying to pull off a shocker in District 21-5A. Lewis goes to the line and hits the free throw. Lewis now with 22 points in the game. And he hits them both. And it's a 10-point game with, we're halfway through the fourth quarter. Cubs lead at 76-66. Powell with the basketball. Being guarded by Sutton. And goes out to Ferguson. Can he hit it again? Yes, he did! Elijah Ferguson with 31 points in the game. And the Cubs now lead it to 79-66. Sutton fires up a three, misses. And tipped into the hands of Guidry. Up ahead to Powell. Powell drives, and he's going to get fouled on the play by Lewis. And so Isaac Powell will go to the line. For Lewis, that's his second foul. Powell is 17 points in the game. And he hits the free throw. And that makes it 80-66. They'll have one more here. And he hits the second one, and that makes it 19 points for Powell. It's 81-66. And Lake Creek wants a full timeout, and we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Annie Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And back we go here. What a turnaround this game has been. Cubs were trailing 40-29 at halftime, and now we're here in the fourth quarter, 3:36 left, and against the number one team in the district, Cubs are now leading 81-66 as Lake Creek brings the ball up the court. And it's Lewis with the basketball. And loses it off, dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. It'll be Cub basketball. And Brenham going to make a quick substitution as Mathis was out. He's going to check back in, and Jabari Kelly will sit down. Ebert will inbound it over to Ferguson. And Ferguson with the basketball over to Ebert. Ebert cross court to Mathis. Mathis drives, puts up the shot, up and in for two. Jacoby Mathis now with 8 points. All of them have come here in the second half. Due to foul trouble, he was shut out the first half. And driving the lane, Sutton puts up the shot, misses. Lewis puts it up, misses. And he's going to get another foul call. How many times has this guy been to the line tonight? Golly, and that's going to be foul on Guidry. That'll be number four. And Lewis goes to the line. And hits another free throw. He's only missed one free throw tonight. He's at 24 points now. Well, 25, he hits that. But he's only got 6 points from the field. The remaining 19 points have all come from the free throw line. And timeout taken by Coach Lewis. Or excuse me, Coach Andrews. And so Coach Andrews wants a timeout. Let's see if this is going to be a full or a 30. No signal yet. It's just a 30, so we'll keep it right here. But, yeah, the Cubs, what a turnaround, 83-68. I mean, I'm just and Lake Creek has got to be the ones really stunned by this, because they were definitely, I don't think, expecting this. As we said, Cubs came into this one 3-5 in district, Lake Creek 7-1, and it is the Cubs 2 minutes and 43 seconds away from a victory. If they can hold this fifth, they got a currently a 15-point lead. And just got to stay the course here. And Ferguson will inbound it to Jacoby Mathis. Mathis will pass the ball out to Ebert. And over to Guidry. And I think right now, main thing with the Cubs, work as much of that clock off as they can. And Lake Creek now is going to have to foul. And that'll be on, oh, they're going to call that one on Sato. That'll be his first. And they've actually had two to give. Inbounds pass to Powell. And Powell will drive the lane and has the ball stolen away by Puckett. Up ahead to Sutton. Sutton drives, misses the shot, but a foul called on Brenham, so they'll go to the line once again. And foul was called on Chris Guidry, so that'll be number 5. And so Guidry's night is done. But pulled in a great effort there. He comes away with 3 points tonight. As checking back in, is Damari Kelly. And they missed a free throw. And hits the second one. And so that makes it 83-69 with 2:10 left to play. And Ebert for the basketball. Drives, passes the ball out to Ferguson. Ferguson over to Mathis. And Mathis, top of the key. Well, give it up. No, anyway, tried to. The ball stolen by Sato. Sato going to fire up a three. He misses. And ball knocked away out of bounds by Powell. And so that'll stop the clock with a minute 45 left to play here in the game. Cubs still with a 14-point lead as Lake Creek will inbound it underneath their own basket. And Sutton will go to Sato. Sato thought about a three, but Mathis right there to guard him. Now they give it to Sutton. Sutton with Ferguson on him. Puts up a three. Rim rattler won't go. And Bell puts a shot, misses, and a rebound by Hebert over to Ferguson. Now to Powell. Powell going cross court to Kelly. Kelly over to Ebert and back to Ferguson. And Ferguson gives it to Mathis. Mathis puts up a shot. He misses. He was fouled on the play. No call. And now it is Lake Creek with the basketball. Sato puts up the shot. Misses. And a rebound by Kelly. Kelly over to Powell. We've got a minute left to go. And ball stolen away by Sutton. Sutton going to drive. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it looks like he dribbled it off his foot, and it'll be Cub basketball as the clock stops with 54.6 seconds left. And up ahead to Powell. Powell gets by Puckett. And over to Mathis. 45 seconds left, and over. Now, I think the Cubs right now are just running the clock out. They're not even going for a shot. And stolen by Sutton. Sutton back the other way, misses the shot. Puckett with a rebound, up and in for two. And so Puckett now with, as it's now a 12-point game, and Ferguson back out. And over to Powell. Powell up and in for two. And that'll give him 21 as we're down to 10 seconds left to play. Cubs with the steal. Ferguson, why not finish it off? Up and in for two. And count it down. 3, 2, 1, and the Cavs have done it. Upsetting number one Lake Creek, 87-71. What a big win for the Brenham Cubs here in district competition as they pulled it off. What an unbelievable second half comeback by the Brenham Cubs as they outscored. I'll have to do the figures in my head, but let's first send you back to the studios. Let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And back we go here to the Brenham High School gym, and what a finish for the Brenham Cubs as they win at 87-71, upset the number one team in the district, Lake Creek. And this was a huge win for Brenham as they were actually trailing this one 40-29 at halftime and came out and outscored Lake Creek 58-31 in the second half to win this thing. And outscored them 33-17 in the third quarter, 25-14 in the fourth quarter to get the win. Leading scorer for Brenham, Elijah Ferguson with what's got to be a career night, 33 points for him. Isaac Powell with 21 points. Jaden Ebert with 11 points. And Kobe Mathis with 8 points, all in the second half. And this was just a huge, huge upset and a big win for the Brenham Cubs as now they move on. And they'll be going, forget where we are Monday night. They'll be on the road Monday night, and then we'll be back with them, of course, next Friday night. But they really need this one. They snapped the four-game losing streak. I'm so excited, can't hardly think there. But a big win for the Cubs as they are now right back in the thick of things in terms of the playoff race. And meantime, that is going to do it for us here from the Brenham High School gym. I want to thank Madison for her great work on the boards back at the studios. I want to thank you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our Brenham sports friends who make these broadcasts possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
To the broadcast of the Brenham Cubs basketball game, brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Once again, the final score, the Brenham Cubs 87, Lake Creek Lions 71. Good night, everybody.